You are listening to the Catch Up with Carbon County podcast. Hi, this is Courtney Cox with Carbon County Human Resources. I'm also one of the PIOs for Carbon County, and I'm back here with Tony Martinez. We're going to go over a couple of questions that we commonly hear from our citizens here in Carbon County. Commissioner, thank you for coming back in and chatting with me again.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the first questions that I want to ask you is, why can't all three commissioners meet in public together? And before you answer that question, as we started this podcast, one of the questions that I had was, could I get all three of you in here to talk at the same time, or even two of you? And my understanding was, no, it had to be one-on-one. Why is that?
It's state law. Okay. Obviously, that's the first thing. That's the easy and quick of it. They don't want to see that the commissioners or a city council or a county council would be colluding on ideas. They want to have separate and independent decisions made. Things that, you just don't want to seem impartial. They want to have our own independent voice. It's just like which I believe we have here.
Absolutely.
The one thing that's unique about, I think, the three commissioners is we all bring something different to the table. Some people say that we agree on everything. And in some of the meetings, we pretty much do have the same understanding. But we're different people. We come from different backgrounds. And we have different opinions. Mm-hmm. And so as we go out and talk to people, we forged those opinions. And I think that was kind of the true spirit of why they didn't want us, just basically following lockstep with each other, being more of an independent voice for our community.
And my understanding also as part of it goes back to not giving the appearance of making a decision in a place that is outside of a public forum where the community members can come in and be involved and be a part of.
Yeah,
the proceedings, correct?
It's very true. Yeah, we've been asked to attend a lot of meetings, which we cannot do collectively, obviously, again, because of state law. There's a lot of things that meetings with potential new businesses that are moving into the area where we have to listen to them because that's the one time they're in town. So as long as those meetings aren't set by us, they're more set by the people that are looking to move into the area. That's an example of where we can all get together and have a meeting. But to go out and chase down folks and say we want to have a meeting with you and discuss this or that or new developments, new buildings, new roads, we can't do that. It's just not proper.
It was good to know. I was not aware of that before coming to the county, actually. I did not understand that there were parameters which in which the three of you could get together and have a public conversation with community citizens. So
yeah, the attorneys advise us not even to travel together. So really? It's a safe thing too, not so much as just talking, but what if all three of us were in a vehicle and got an accident?
You know,
what does that do for the county? So it's pretty wise as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Are commissioners assigned to certain departments? And if so, do those assignments rotate as you are spending time in office? How does that work?
Yeah, that's one thing that I think is that we have proven out to be very efficient. In previous commissions, they would change either every 6 months or annually. And we decided, the current commissioners, we decided just to stay in the departments that were over. Back in January of 2019, we all sat down and kind of picked the departments that best suited our backgrounds and our interests, and we've been on those for the last 4 years. So one thing that why we did that is not only because of our interest and our backgrounds, but the employees.
Absolutely.
They really like having the same commissioner to talk with and consult with and throw ideas at, rather than it's always changing every year or every 6 months. So it's proven out to be more stable. And I think we've seen some good results from it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, we do have elected officials that may come and go over the years, but there are a lot of employees who have spent a lot of time with Carbon County. And so I think the continuity of, who they answer to in terms of their department is a good thing, not only for the employees, but honestly for the community. They know who to go to with certain questions or concerns.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing that remains the same.
Yeah.
Another rumor that I heard before my time here at Carbon County is that you guys get lifelong benefits as the result of being elected into the commissioner's seat. Is that true? Is that false?
It couldn't be further from the truth. I don't know where these rumors start. I think they hear that presidents of the United States, once they are out of office, they get the CIA and Secret Service to kind of guard them, which I believe is right. But no, we don't get lifetime benefits. There's no such thing as that in any county position.
So if you were to go through the election process again and be unseated as a result, those benefits, the insurance, things like that would not continue with you.
Correct. And for my situation, I don't take insurance from the county. So that's one savings that I pass along and you know, whatever I can do to save dollars. I've tried to do that. My wife works for the school district, and that's where we have our insurance. So, I guess the lifetime thing that I get from this is all the experience and the friendships that are built. That's what I get to take home. There's no pay or anything else.
So in running for commissioner and then being elected originally, was there anything that you were surprised about with this position that you were not aware of coming into it that maybe you thought you understood but didn't?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. When I ran back in 2018, there were three things that I wanted to address. The budgets, obviously, you know, to kind of control the spending and just plan for the future, development, economic development. And you come in and you're all just full of fire and you're ready to go. And you realize at that point, January 1 of 2019, that the previous commission have already tried a lot of the ideas that you did. You don't have something, you know, it's like, aha, I've got this they didn't think of. You find out that they've already tried, or there's state statute or some reason why you can't do what you thought you could. Mm-hmm. So that first year, you're just trying to absorb and take in what can be done, because business and government are completely two different things. A lot of folks are business minded, and they come with that background. They think, well, we'll just do this, this, and this. And right. You get in, you find, well, according to state statute, federal law, this grant, whatever that guideline is, you can't do what you wanted. So there's kind of a learning curve when you get in. You can't change the world, and I think that's a good thing. You know, if every 4 years you change the government and you went from left to right or right to center or whatever it is, the citizens would be affected in a dramatic fashion that I don't think it's proper. So I think that government moves slowly is kind of a good thing. It's frustrating coming from a business side to see the slowness of it, but I understand why it was designed that way.
So my final question that I have for you today, what do you feel are some things that the public believes the commissioners have a large effect over or control over that either you have very little impact on or you really don't have any say in?
You know, one thing that comes to mind when you ask that question is property.
Okay.
And I'm going to go there because, you know, the government, I don't want the government to tell me what I can do and can't do with my property. Same thing at the county level. If somebody wants to buy land and they want to develop that land and it's within the state code, within the county code, they're entitled to do that. There's nothing that a county should be able to do nor can do to stop that. Now, if they wanted to put, say, a power plant on Main Street of Price, yeah, that's not going to happen, right? Because there's zoning. But if somebody has, you know, bought some land, they want to subdivide it, they want to sell lots, put homes on it, it's within the county codes, like I said, I support that. And I wouldn't want anybody telling me what I can and cannot do with my own private property. I believe that's un-American. And, you know, we want folks to do what, again, within the law, they want to do with their property.
Right. Right. I agree. I'm the same as you. I wouldn't want somebody to come in and dictate what I can and cannot do with the property I privately own.
Correct.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in and chatting with me again today. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate having this time.